Malware is a shortened version of malicious software. And malicious software is used to infect your PC, and then it's used to instruct your PC to do certain things. It might be that they steal data from your PC, private information, banking information. Or it might be that they then use the PC to get control and command of that device. And without the user being aware, in the background, that PC might be being used to spam other devices, to infect other devices. And that then brings you to the term of a botnet, which is short for robotic network. So once a bot herder, who is the person controlling this botnet, infects devices with malware, once you get a number of these devices, which in a sense turns into a zombie army of sorts, then we refer to that as a botnet.
Can you tell us some of examples of what all these malicious programs, what have they led to?
Well, initially, we saw a lot of use of spam. So PCs were used as armies to spam, whether it might be for criminal enterprises. Because if you think about using someone's device, you're getting free internet, free hardware, free electricity. So it allows a cyber criminal to scale in a way that never existed previously. Previously, you would have mail order scam. Someone literally had to write a letter, had to post it, had to pay for a stamp. Return was quite low and the cost is relatively high. What a botnet does, or what the online cyber criminal can now do, is he can scale at virtually no cost, which of course has benefits if you're a criminal. The use of malware, a very good example would be for banking fraud, where the malware would infect your PC, perhaps by just opening up a file that was sent to you. Very often, the cyber criminals are becoming much more clever in the way that they position that email. They're hoping that someone would inadvertently open it, not doubting where it's come from. That would then deploy malware. Once that happens, various other forms of malware could be added to a stage where the cyber criminal gets what we call remote access to that PC. And we call those remote access tools, or RATs. Once that happens, they can virtually control that PC as though they were sitting in front of it, all in the background and often without you knowing. So from a banking botnet, for example, it would have a keylogger that would be added. So the moment you started working on your online banking, the keylogger would switch on. It would try and record your key. It might take a screenshot of your banking. It might also switch on your video camera on your laptop and take a picture of you so they can match you to a mule when they try and do the fraudulent transactions. And all these bits of information will then be emailed back to the bot herder to then use with the intention of defrauding you or stealing money from you.
Now that you have mentioned Microsoft Digital Crime Unit, could you elaborate a little bit of what it does and how it operates?
The Digital Crimes Unit is a department inside our legal division. We're a team of about 100 lawyers, analysts, investigators, and a few business specialists. We're based around the world in about 30 countries. And the two main priorities for us as a team, we're trying to ultimately create a safer digital world for our customers. What we feel is that the most impact we can do is to focus on two areas. One we've been speaking about already, which is malware, disruption, botnets, taking down botnets. The other element that we're focusing on is what we call vulnerable populations. And that would tend to be the young and the less tech savvy, which can often be the elderly. And in this work, what we're doing is, firstly, with the young, we're developing ways in which child exploitation abused images can be removed from the internet. And so we've partnered with some private and some law enforcement entities, and we built a tool called PhotoDNA, which is licensed for free to law enforcement and to other platforms like Google, Facebook, and Twitter. And this is a tool that allows us to track known abuse images and then have them removed off that platform so that those images aren't constantly shared around the world.
How do you foresee the importance of this kind of partnership between the private sector, like Microsoft, with the public sector to actually fight this emerging and very serious threat?
It's crucial, it's fundamental. The problem is so big that there's no way that one entity could manage it. And that's why at Microsoft we would be working with law enforcement, we'd be working with the banking sector, we're working with ISPs, because you genuinely need the full court press from everyone who's concerned.